106th State Representative Peter Battaglia joining us. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin, and looking forward to some football myself, and the cooler weather is going to be making that even better.
It does. It really does. That's what it's all about. But the cooler weather, also a good thing for hunters. They love the cool crispness of the fall. And, boy, speaking of good news, you got some great news, don't you?
Yeah, we finally got IOSCO to have the same privileges as the rest of the state.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an amazing journey. When you're in this political world, you can't just open the door and make things happen. You kind of got to massage it and lead it and guide it. And, you know, it's taken me just about 2 years to get the rest of IOSCO open. You know, we started in 2011,
yeah.
Got the southern part of the county open, and then the northern part of my district, Presque County, opened. And it's really a challenge, and it's really multifaceted, too. So the good news is IOSCO's will be 100% open by bow season, so our hunters and sportsmen and women can enjoy that. And then, of course, being the chair of tourism, it's a big thing for me start getting the tourists back up here.
Boy, no doubt about that. And I know that especially the businesses around the area are going to love to hear that baiting is, again, legal, and that'll bring a lot more hunters to the area.
That's right. Yeah. And it's not done there. You know, our friends in Alcona, Montmorency, Escoda, and Alpena, there's going to be a benefit to them, too. We're going to be putting in a deer enhancement program that's we're starting off with this, and basically what that's going to be is food plots, maybe planting of white oaks. There's a whole bunch of other things we're going to do to help the four counties that are still struggling with the baiting issue. And then that's where it gets to be multifaceted. I'm working with the Department of Agriculture looking for a way to reach a ceiling on this TB issue, so we can help out our dairy and beef farmers in those four counties. So it's a big, complicated world, but I'm very happy that IOSCO will have the same privileges as the rest of the state.
No doubt about that. Now, we were talking just before we went on that the governor set to sign, or has he already signed, about the new license fee structuring?
Right. That hasn't been signed yet, but it did. We passed it out of the House. It went to the Senate. The Senate made some changes, then it came back to the House, and we concurred on it this week. There were some things that I stumbled on it I wasn't happy with, but in order to get IOSCO opened, we had to get the fee structure change in there, because part of that is going to go to the science of allowing the TB zones to be able to bait.
Oh, okay.
So part of that fee restructuring is going there. And we'll spend a little bit more time when you and I have more time to talk about the fee restructuring.
Yeah.
Representative Bumstead is the drafter of that bill, and it really isn't all that bad. If you're a small game hunter or a duck hunter, it's actually cheaper. If you do a multiple sports, it's actually cheaper. The fee structure really changed for out-of-state residents. Theirs had gone up. But overall, it's not a bad thing. And that money is dedicated to specific things. It doesn't just go in the DNR general fund. So, again, with the baiting issue, we got money going directly to that and the study of that. So it's a good thing.
You betcha. But the best news is IOSCO County is now a deer baiting zone where people can come on in. And, of course, they got to follow the restrictions on that, too. And I can't be dumping, a half a ton of sugar beet somewhere. So
that's exactly right. It's a 2-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
And you could bait multiple spots, but you're limited to the restrictions of the rest of the state. So, you know, our sportsmen and women out there are, for the most part, very good quality people, and they want to enhance their sport. So I'm sure it'll be a good thing.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you for your diligence on this. I know from the first day I talked to you way back when, this has been one of the issues on the forefront for you, and you really have come a long way, and I know there's still more work to do, and I know you'll get it done.
Thank you, Kevin. You guys have a great day, and go football.